Hi there. The word for today is love your church. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, we read we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Christians aren't perfect. I'll give you three reasons why. First, because they're human. And yet with full knowledge of our highest potential and our lowest proclivities, God loves us unconditionally and chooses to use us for his purposes. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. And guess what? Every time you meet the treasure, you bump into the earthen vessel. They go together. An earthen vessel is just a clay pot, and when it's cracked, what is it? A cracked pot. That shouldn't discourage you. It should give you hope and cause you to say, well, if God can use that old cracked pot, surely he can use me too. And the good news is he can. Second, because they're spiritually depleted, the saying goes, when your outgo exceeds your income, your upkeep becomes your downfall. It happens to the best intentioned among us. Let me share a story with you. It's from the Old Testament. A soldier was commanded to deliver a prisoner to a certain destination, and his orders were clear. If you lose this prisoner, you'll lose your life. Well, amazingly, the soldier did lose his prisoner and did pay with his life. You say, what happened? 1 Kings 20 verse 40 gives it to us in one scripture. While your servant was busy here and there, he was gone. So pay attention to what matters, your priorities, your spiritual life, and don't let yourself get spiritually depleted. And third, Christians aren't perfect because sometimes they're asleep spiritually. It was while Samson slept that Delilah shaved the locks of power off his head and was able to deliver him into the hands of his enemies. It was while the servant slept that an enemy sowed tares among the wheat, and the harvest was lost. Two things you must stay alert to are sin and righteousness. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34, Paul writes, awake to righteousness and do not sin. And that's the word for you today.